Mr. Shinji Ogawa, the producer of the film. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for coming to the Toronto International Film Festival. We are really, really happy to have you here. This film, Gentlemen in the Village, is slightly different from your previous films. It still bears the off-kilter humorous signature on look at, you know, life, but it's different in tones and subject. What was the inspiration? What did it inspire you to make this film?
今までと全然違っていたのは、その原作者、これショールマムなんですけど、原作が女性の原作者ということと、あと脚本家が初めてのことは、いつもは同じ脚本家だったんですけど、今回は別の脚本家で、しかも女性の渡辺愛さんという方と一緒にしたのが、その女性の視点が入っているのが多分違うと思います。
This time it was a little bit different from before because the original was It's based on a girl's comic book series, and the screenwriter was also different. For the first time, I was able to work with a screenwriter called Aya Watanabe, so her female perspective may have been different.
And also, I'm curious to know how you work with the cast, because it must not be easy. To direct all those kids. You did a wonderful job and they're like amazing. So if you can tell us and comment about the casting process.
そうですね。キャストはとにかく子供たちに関しては全員オーディションで決めたんですけど、クランクインする、半年ぐらい前から子供たちはなんとなくオーディションと称してリハーサル的な感じで半年間ぐらいずっと接する時間を取ってなんとなくこう、僕もそうなんですけど、あの子供たちを集めて一緒にリハーサルやることによってなんとなく彼女たち、彼らたちの関係性が出来上がっていったかなと思います。
With the cast, all of the children were decided through an audition, and before we started filming, about 6 months beforehand, we started rehearsals. And with me as well, we spent a lot of time together, and the kids were able to be together, and the relationship between them developed.
Question for Mr. Ogawa. How did you come involved with this project? How did you meet them? Just tell us.
もう一人あの根岸さんというプロデューサーの方がいて、で彼がこの原作を、僕のと話をしている時にやりたいと言ってたんですね。で僕はその渡辺愛さんという脚本家の方が、以前に仕事をした時に、この原作の地元に実際に住んでるって、この原作がすごい好きでやりたいって言ってたのを、覚えてたんです。で渡辺さんでやるんだったら面白いなと思ってやりましょうって言ったんです。その時はまだ山下さんにお願いするっていうのは決まってなかったんです。で3人で、話をして、監督誰がいいかって言った時に、リンダリンダリンダがちょうど撮影が終わったぐらいで、みんなで見て山下さんがいいっていうふうに決めたんですね。それやっぱり非常に。
Just interrupt you for a moment. So at the beginning, there's another producer, Mr. Negishi, and at the time he mentioned that he would like to do this piece with me, and we were speaking about this. And before we had worked with Aya Watanabe, and she had mentioned she really liked this original piece, and I remember that. And then afterwards, we decided, after speaking with a number of people together.On working with producer Yamashita, director Yamashita.
Yes, please. I have a couple of questions. I thought it was an incredibly beautiful film. And
すごくこれはなんとなくなんだろう、すごくあるようでない街というか、ある意味理想郷というか、そういう気持ちでこの街を作っていて、実際こんな街はありません。でもあってほしいなと思って作ってました。
While I was making this, I thought that this town both exists and doesn't exist. It's an ideal town. We made this town, and it doesn't exist, but I wish it did exist. Did you have a second question?
もうバラバラですね。まあ基本的にはそんなに経験多い子ではないんですけど、でも結構小さい頃からやってる子もいれば、特に大沢君というその、まあ、転校生の男の子なんかはほとんど初めてに近い、演技でした。そういう子がもうバラバラでしたね。
There's a bit of a variety.Overall, basically, they did not have much experience, especially with the character Osawa. It was almost like his first time, although there were some children who had been acting since the time they were younger.
Yes, I was just wondering, with the changes in a lot of the rural villages in Japan and the declining of the population, like a lot of young people moving out to go to the major cities and the villages having less and less children,what is happening in Japan with these schools? You know, as one of the characters had mentioned, eventually it'll only be the one little girl in the school. So I'm just wondering, is there any future plans for this in Japan? Or?
そうですね、いや実際問題にそういう小さい学校っていうのはもう潰れていってる状況で、確かにそうですね、田舎に住んでる子どもたちは大きくなったら田舎を出て結構都会の方に行く子が多いと思いますね。でも実際この撮影で使った学校は実際に今も子どもたちが本当の子どもたちが通ってる学校で、全校生徒21人しかいないんですけど、そこを見たときに、でも僕はこの準備をしているときにこういう街は絶対ないだろうなと思ったんですけど、この学校を見つけたときに、あ、実際にそういう小さい学校ってまだあるんだなと思って少しこう嬉しくなったというか。
Schools like this are being discontinued and the situation is real.There are a lot of children who are moving to the city, but actually there are 21 students that go to the school that was in the movie that you just saw. And looking at that, before I found it, I thought they didn't exist, but when I realized they existed, I was quite happy about that.
You were saying there were 6 months.
撮影期間は実はこれこの映画の中で1年半を描いてるんですけど、1年半は撮影できなかったんで、実は夏と秋だけだいたい2ヶ月3ヶ月ぐらいですか、トータルで3ヶ月ぐらいの撮影期間でやりました。
The film shows 1.5 years, but we weren't able to film for 1.5 years. It represents the summer and the fall. In total, 3 months of filming.
東京からはすごく交通のすごく行きづらいところで、飛行機も一日に一便しか飛んでないところなんで、だからそうですね、大体普通に電車で行くと6時間、8時間ぐらいかかる。
Very inconvenient place to get to, and even in terms of flights, there is only one flight there a day. It's very far. It's about 6 to 8 hours by train from Tokyo, and the actor Koichi Sato mentioned it's very, very far.
そうですね、この原作のいいところは、その田舎の美しいところというか、その素朴なところだけじゃなくて、大人のパートも描いていたところがすごく僕は原作に共感 しました。で、僕がこの映画に思うのは、その主人公の女の子が、その初めてその最後のキスをして、その初めて恋愛をするという、その恋愛するまでの映画だと思っていて、それまでは半分子供で半分大人みたいな感じだと思うんですけど、そういう時っていうのはある意味ちょっと無邪気なせいで残酷な部分も出るのかなというか、そういうところがでも僕はすごくこの原作は正直に描いていたなという感想を持ちました。
In the original story, I think a good part about it was that the adults were also portrayed in the movie as well. And I think that the main character, until the first time that she falls in love and the first time she has her kiss, up to that point she is half an adult and also half of a child. And that part of this movie that is very honest, I thought was a good thing.